Chapter 14. The Parade. On the morning of the coronation, Tom woke up and heard all the people waiting for him outside. It sounded like music, and it made him very happy. Then his servants dressed him in the most beautiful and expensive clothes. He wore a white silk shirt, a rich gold coat, a big hat with a feather in it, and fine leather shoes. He looked like a real king. Soon he was in a fine carriage pulled by horses. They were going through the streets of London in a huge parade. There were lots of carriages and soldiers and horses. Thousands of people were watching the parade. They shouted and sang. Everybody was happy.
"Long live the king!"
they shouted. Tom smiled at them. He loved being the king. He laughed and threw money out of his carriage for the poor people. But then, in the crowd, he saw a face he knew. It was his mother. He was so surprised, he put his hand up in front of his face. His palm was turned out. Then Mrs. Canty knew this boy was not King Edward. He was her son, Tom, who was clever and dreamt of being a prince.
"My son! My son!"
she shouted. She ran into the street, past the guards, in front of the royal carriage.
"Oh, my child! Oh, my boy!"
she cried.
"Tom! Tom! It's me, your mother!"
She held his leg, but the guards pulled her away.
"I do not know you, woman!"
Tom shouted at his mother.
"I do not know you!"
He saw the guards take his mother away. She was crying. Tom felt terrible. He should not have said that to her. She was his mother. He wanted to kiss her and talk to her about his new life. He was not a king. The royal carriage drove on, but now Tom was not happy. He stopped smiling and waving to people. He stopped throwing money from the carriage. He stopped enjoying the wonderful parade.
"Our new king is sad,"
shouted one man.
"And it's his coronation day too,"
said another.
"We thought he was a kind and happy king,"
the people said. "Please look happy, sir," said the Lord Protector to Tom. "The people can see that you are sad. They are worried."
"That woman was my mother," said Tom sadly.
He wanted to cry. He wanted to get out of the carriage and take off all his fine clothes. He wanted to go to Offal Court with his mother and his sisters. He did not want to be the king now. He only wanted to be Tom Canty.
"Oh, no," said the Lord Protector. "The new king is mad again. What will happen at the coronation?"